would acknowledge to my co-worker and Dr. Alec Dogovich from UC Ventura, and Dr. Shuduan Gao and Jim Garrick from USD ARS, and Brett Hessen from UC Davis. And some of you maybe already know strawberry is a very important crop in California, and California is the leading state for these crops. And the value is up to $2.6 billion, and the planting area up to 60,000 hectares. The total production over 1 billion kilogram. So this data from 2 years ago and now still increasing. And the most strawberry are grown in the coastal region, so from San Francisco to San Diego. By the way, this area also very beautiful area for the tourist. And strawberry, because it's a newer crop, the farmer grows year by year, so it's very sensitive to the soil bowl pest problem. So this crop is highly depend on the soil fumigation before planting. And for the strawberry, usually grows in the raised bed system with polyethylene film covered and through the whole year. And also for this raised bed system, there is two drip irrigation line buried near the soil surface for the irrigation and for the fertilization purpose. And to take advantage of irrigation line, there is a fumigation method named drip fumigation. So apply the fumigant through the drip line, so before planting crops. And most fields use a drip fumigation method because it's easy and cheaper. And however, there are some major issues for the drip fumigation practice. One is fumigant emission. And the fumigant is a kind of volatile pesticide. After applied, they will become gas, so very easily to cross the soil surface, even you cover the field with PE film. And so if the fumigant come out from soil surface, it will contribute to the air pollution problem. So in the coastal region, because of huge population, is a really serious issue. And another is the system fumigant name is the methyl bromide phased out. So there's more and more field that suffer the pesticide problems. For example, these three pictures. And this problem, we found many field have problem in the bed setter or the bed age, and also in the deeper depths. And another problem, of course, is the weeds problem. How to solve this problem? So we propose the options. One is use a low permeability film. So compare the PE film, the low permeability film, somehow like a sandwich or the cheeseburger. So there's a middle layer, or sometimes, anyway, there's a layer try to block the fumigant to cross it. So by that, the fumigant emission will be reduced. So far in the flat field, we had a very good result. And for the raised bed, the data is still quite limited. And there are another concerns with low permeability film cover the bed. And there is a, since the fumigant cannot come out from the bed, so maybe they will come out from the uncovered furrow. So another solution, we try to increase the irrigation line. By that, maybe the fumigant can distribute more uniformly. So to prove this, it's our project objective. So we try to develop effective fumigation strategy by use the low permeability film and the increased drip line with the target of improve pest control and reduce the chemical input and reduce environmental pollution and also sustain strawberry production. So this study based on the field trial in Oxnard is South California. So the bed configuration is 114 for the bed wide, and the height is 41 centimeters. So drip irrigation depth is 5 centimeters, very shallow. And the fumigant in this study, we use trichloroethylene, 94% chloropicrin. And the film in this study, we use a regular PE film compared with what we call the VF, a kind of low permeability film. Application rate is either with 251. This is the gross standard we call full rate, and compared with another is half rate. We choose a 24 top bed, include 6 treatment with 4 replicates. The first 4 with 2 drip line is one is without fumigation, one is under the PE film, one is under the VRF film with full rate, and one is under VRF film with half rate. There are 2 treatment with 4 drip line, either with a full rate or with a half rate under the VRF film. And by the for the treatment with 2 drip line, we use a drip tape, like name is John Deal. And for the 4 drip line treatment, we use drip tape, name is Euro drip. So the flow rate for this drip tape is half to this flow rate. So by that, we apply the same amount, same period fumigation time, we could achieve same amount fumigant. So this picture slide shows how the field setup look like. So this is a bed build-up, and this is east of the drip irrigation line, or this 2 line, this is 4 line, then we cover the bed with plastic film. So after cover the bed with plastic film, the field is ready for fumigation. During the fumigation, we measure the fumigant emission. It's from topped area, so somehow like here. And this is from the uncovered furrow. And we also measure the soil gas either from the bed setter or from the bed edge. We also measure the pest control result. So this is before field trial, we bury the nitrogen or pesticide sample in the soil. Here we do not have the pesticide data ready. And during the crop growing season, we measure the berry production, and also we measure the pesticide reoccurrence. Here's data for the fumigant emission. We can see clearly with 2 drip line with PE film, the fumigant emission is quite high, with peak value up to 45 microgram per square meter per second. Here is the fumigation time. But with the other VF treatment, so the fumigant emission is in general is very low. And the peak value only 5, so almost the 10% of the PE film. And of course, with half rate, the emission is lower than the full rate. So compared to these 2 drip lines, this or 4 drip lines, no difference. And we also found the emission from furrow is no emission, so it's not a concern in this situation. About the fumigant distribution, compare the full rate with VRF, with 4 drip line near the bed edge, the fumigant concentration slightly higher than the 2 drip line. So this is a different fumigation or sampling time. And near the bed setter, the difference is even bigger. And to translate the data to we call the CT value is concentration time exposure index, is multiple the fumigant concentration to the fumigation time. So we could get this parameter. So with the 4 drip line, so we can see the CT value is much higher than the 2 drip line. So this value is somehow like indicator for the pest control. The higher, the better. And how about the other treatment? So this is for the half rate treatment. So with 2 drip line, look, the fumigant distribution is better actually than the half rate with the 4 drip line. But the 4 drip line use setter has a higher exposure index. And with PE, even with full rate, the highest value is less than 100 microgram hour per cubic centimeter. So the major reason is because of fumigant emission. So the fumigant is gone, so of course the value is low. So this is for the weed control data. So more or less can confirm our fumigant data. So with the 4 drip line, and also the 2 drip line other VRF, the pest control a lot better than other treatment. And similar result we also find for the weeds during the crop, strawberry growth season. And about the strawberry production during early growth seasons from November to March, that is very important time for the grower because the price is much higher. So all the VIF treatment has a higher yield compared to the culture of PU film. So in summary, as a low permeability film cover can reduce fumigation emission dramatically. And also, increased strip line number can increase fumigant distribution in the risk bed system. When reduced fumigant rate to half, so other than low permeability film may still can achieve better result compared to the normal PE film with full rate. So in general, combine these two techniques, so increased strip line plus low permeability film should be a better solution for the pest control and the yield. And so this is our result. And at last, I would acknowledge to the funding agency and the collaborating growers and the fumigation service and the technical assistance from USDA and UC Davis. With that, I would take any question. Thank you. Sorry?
Can film be reused?
No, usually they just they collect for disposal. Yeah. Because the films stay there for over 1 year, more or less become very low quality. Yeah, by the way, the good news is the farmers so far, the collaborative farmers, they already use the low permeability film at the 3 or 4 drip line for the whole his 100 acre field. So we are really excited for this result. Yeah. Any more questions?
I'm just curious if there have been any yield response studies yet to this application, and if there's any sort of economic cost benefit analysis to the cost.
Yeah, so far for the plastic film, yield beginning the price quite high, now it's reduced. And it's why for the growers, so start to use a low permeability field. And film, plus there is a regulation required, you use a film to reduce emission, then you're allowed to use fumigant. If you cannot control emission, you even cannot use fumigant. If you cannot use fumigant, that means you cannot have yield. So this is an issue. But for this one, I just did a little bit of study. So if you increase the drip line and use low permeability film and use a half rate, so actually it's cheaper than with PE film full rate. Yeah, thank you.
Time for about one more question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.